This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Going to co-host and take over here in about 15 minutes. Taking your calls right now. Let's go to Henry in Chicago. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Chris. I wanted to plug in your product. I'm happy taking the Nitric Boost, the X2 and the X3.
Thank you.
I'm calling because Fauci, you can look it up, it's October 2014, Fauci letter authorized gain-of-function research. And we need to prosecute this guy and take his money away on their...
By the way, we should hear a record skip noise or a car wreck sound there. Yeah, he wrote a bunch of letters. He funded conferences called in favor of gain of function, and then he tells Congress they never did it. He should go directly to prison, but he doesn't.
Right, and then they should take his money on the Article 1, Section 6, Paragraph 2. It's a moment. Profit arising from office, being in office. He's got $332 million payments and royalty with him and the other doctor. His partner, $235 million on top of all the other stuff that he stole from us.
Plus, I agree. So what do we do? What do we do then, Jim or Henry, about a captured Justice Department that literally lets them commit all these crimes while they persecute Trump for nothing?
I have the solution. Why don't we designate the WEF, the WHO, the Justice Department, the FBI, the IRS, and all that, as terrorist organizations.
Well, they've listed the American people as terrorist organizations. I'm not even blaming the mid-level FBI agents, because the truth is they're just doing regular jobs. It is the top. Let me ask Chris, what do you do, like you have in Canada, with a governor general that really controls your parliament? They can suspend parliament any time. You're really still under the British crown. We're now under the new crown, the Justice Department. What do you do when you corrupt groups hijack the government?
Well, that's what we're dealing with right now, and that's why I said we really haven't achieved phase three of united noncompliance, of holding these people accountable. And him talking about Fauci is a perfect example. We have emails that Fauci knew they were lying to the people. We have the gain-of-function research. And then what did Fauci do? He took his $330 million, he called it quits, he retired, and he took his golden parachute and flew away. Now he's hiding out, he's got his money, and he didn't get any charges, he didn't get any...
And taxpayers illegally pay for federal marshals to guard him.
Yeah, exactly.
Illegal. It's fraud. If the federal marshal went and picked up a hamburger for you on the job, that's a felony. They're literally like six agents, 24 hours a day, not on the books, paid for by the feds. It's lawlessness, lawlessness, lawlessness.
And that's what they're doing. They're using lawlessness on top of lawlessness. And that's why you can try to... You can try to change things from a municipal standpoint, politically, locally, or you can do what we've been trying to do, and that's unite people all around the world under the auspice that the government is not your friend. All these things they're trying to do are not for your own interest, and the best thing you can do is simply just say no.
Let's talk about phase three when we come back. It's a one-minute break. Some stations join us. Henry, you got 60 seconds for closing comments. Great point.
Okay, thank you. All I got to say, we got to fight for our republic because we've been taking over. We have to get rid of the Federal Reserve and the IRS, which has the mafia that's taken away our money, which is unconstitutional. And they're funding all the illegal black op projects and all the other stuff that they're doing.
I agree. I mean, it's like you have a contractor repair your house while you're on vacation, and you come back and he's in your easy chair saying it's his house. I mean, it's BS.
Well, there was no income tax before there was a Federal Reserve, and before there was a Federal Reserve, the United States dollar was always able to be traded for 1 ounce of silver. And now what do you have?
Henry, great points. Look, at least we're identifying this coup, though. I don't think the people of the Justice Department are happy campers. At least that's happening. Thank you, Henry. All right, we're going to come back with one more call. Jim in Kentucky, I want to hit this big vaccine story and the pedophile story I mentioned earlier. And then you're going to be covering a lot of stuff in the next 45 minutes after that. Okay. Chris Scott, great to meet him in person. Can't wait to be at the Liberty Awards this Saturday. And the tickets are almost all gone. You can go to the AmericanLibertyAwards.com. Get the final tickets selling out now at the Vulcan Gas Company this Saturday on 6th Street. AmericanLibertyAwards.com. I'll see you there. I beg you to think about how important your word of mouth is, and you sharing the articles and sharing the videos and telling people, get the forbidden truth you're not supposed to find at InfoWars.com/show. And getting products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got three amazing products in stock, ready to ship, sold out for almost 6 months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, so incredible, so good for your whole body. A one-stop shop for everything you need for vitamins, minerals, and key amino acids for your immune system and more. Back in stock, discounted. Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million from the top lab in the country, private label by us, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost to clean out your blood and make you healthier. It's in stock. Rave reviews. Top doctors say it's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. And that keeps us on air. Thank you so much for your support. Spread the word. Pray for the broadcast. And go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products to keep the tip of the spear in the fight.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Here's the latest attack on RFK Jr. It's getting really crazy. This is BlueAnon, worse than QAnon.
Biden administration just denied a request. Okay, I'll stop there because the important part's already been out there. Now, what they're saying about this now, a tweet from the account of Democratic presidential candidate RFK on Friday used language that many observers say evokes the no Nazi hate symbol 1488. And so there you put 14 and then you put, and they're saying that you did this intentionally.
I also use the word 67 down there.
Okay. Oh, well, down here, 67. Is that also bad?
No, but I mean, I was anyway, you can see at the bottom, it says that it got, at that point that you photographed, it's got almost 30 million views.
Yes.
Oh, I think they were trying to figure out a way. Somebody was, it got somebody's attention. Let's put it that way. And, you know, and that, those numbers came from Gavin DeBecker, who runs the, you know, the most, the, you know, the premier security agency in the country. And he was, he did my negotiations with the Secret Service. And the Secret Service, you know, his first contact with them was whatever, 88 days prior to the, you know, I think it was the 21st of July or whatever, when Mayorkas wrote me back. And so those numbers I got from him, I didn't, you know, invent those numbers. But you know, it's what's ironic about this, Jimmy, is that these are people who have been accusing me of being a conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
So
that's yes.
You need like a ball of red yarn to get this thing, you know.
You got to twist yourself on a pretzel to come up with this one, man. This is amazing. That this is like, wow. I was really almost tip of the hat for how crazy this is. And, yeah. But you know what? They're going to get people to believe it. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And the reason I played that is, we have all the documents. We have all the admissions. They want to lock you up, climate lockdowns, forcibly inject you, world government, new world order, pedophiles, chopping children's genitals off. And the QAnon people are looking for code words and magic stuff. And, oh, I heard there's a FEMA camp. Here's the documents for the camps worldwide run by the UN. Here's the UN treaty. Here it is. Here's the UN openly passing their new regulations saying sex with six-year-olds is okay if it's consensual, even though they're not of the age of consent. I mean, I can show you the UN report. You can, but instead it's like, oh, there's hidden bases with kids in it. And then the BlueAnon's even more insane, where I said, you know, this Texas judge looks like a demonic goblin. And they go, anti-Semitic tropes. He's not even Jewish. Like, they just inject. Well, I'm even thinking about Jews. She looks like a goblin. She's not even Jewish. It's crazy. So let me show people some documents here. Then we'll take a final phone call. I don't know what's going on with the audio system. I just lost my audio too. But we'll figure it out here in a minute. Maybe I may not be able to take a call now. But historical vaccine safety concerns right here. And this is from the CDC's own website, CDC, Disease Control and Prevention, okay? And then it says right here, simian virus SV40 was put in the polio vaccines that the general public was given, and that over 100 million people got cancer. So I'm showing you the CDC's own document. So the Epic Times comes out, monkey virus and DNA found in COVID-19 shots. That's according to a bunch of prestigious studies. Microbiologist Kevin McCarron, a former researcher and team leader for the MIT Human Genome Project, has discovered massive DNA contamination in the mRNA COVID-19 shots, including simian virus 40 SV40. But then look at the crime being committed right here, right now, ladies and gentlemen. Google, you type in monkey virus mRNA COVID vaccine, they all tell you it's a conspiracy theory. Does it exist? They're doing this premeditatedly. They know exactly what they're doing. Chris Scott.
Well, this is the common tactic. We already know that they did that with the polio vaccine. It was common knowledge. There's literally multiple peer-reviewed published medical journals talking about the contamination of the SV40 virus, how it was given to tens of millions of Americans, how it could even be passed off to offspring, and how it was 100% the reason that so many Americans got cancer. We're now at the point of our lives where at least 1 in 3 people are going to get cancer. And it was not like that before. And it's not because people are eating worse. It's not because people are spending too much time out in the sun. It's because people are injecting more and more toxic poisons into their body. And the mRNA vaccine for the COVID vaccine was the worst of the worst. We already know all around the world that millions of people either suffered and were maimed for life or died specifically because of this shot. We already know for a fact that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine had to be discontinued and banned because it was causing too much damage. We already know that the AstraZeneca vaccine had to be banned because it was causing too much damage. We already know that the Moderna vaccine was banned by most of the developed world for young people because it was causing massive injuries to people's hearts. Meanwhile, there's another segment of the population that believes so much into Big Pharma and so much into government that they took 5, 6, 7 of these shots, a monkeypox shot, a flu shot, an HPV vaccine, and they can't wait to take more. Now, if you're thinking about that and you're listening to us, think about it logically. Do you think any of these shots are actually going to make you healthier? Or you think that every successive shot you get has a chance of getting you sicker and sicker and maybe...
And the statistics show that's the case. So here's the deal. I have the CDC website saying this is in the shots, been in the shots. Now it's in the new shots. And they literally come in and say we're liars to hurt people.
Yeah.
And these are evil. Sergey Brin is a mass murderer.
Well, it's a lie.
Larry Page is wearing a little pink outfit. He does that as camouflage. They brag about it. Bill Gates wears pink to be non-threatening. If Hitler wore a pink uniform, he would have won. Seriously, people just said, he's wearing a pink uniform. If he'd hired a bunch of housewives to be his generals, they'd said, well, it's women. They're not threatening. Because epigenetically, we're not threatened by a guy in pink.
Well, especially not a Bill Gates-looking type of guy in pink.
Absolutely. Let's take a final call, and you get in the seat right here, and you take over. Let's talk to Jim in Kentucky. Thanks for holding here on the air with Chris Sky.
Yes, I called Rand Paul's office today and requested for Mr. Paul to go ahead and request from a judge to have Fauci's house inspected, including a laboratory that he's working with due to the China laboratory found in California, using that as the link why to get the permit, because Fauci's not out. He's definitely in, and he's working on it.
Oh, you're right. It came out a month ago that he's still secretly running everything.
Exactly. Therefore, this new thing he's going to release, he's probably got in his hands now. And if Mr. Paul can get this done, instead of trying to prosecute him for a past crime, he can prosecute him with the evidence of the crime going on right now.
No, I totally agree. I mean, we're literally sitting here waiting for a known mass murderer that helped launch HIV and now this. He says something on imminent. Remember, he said Trump will be challenged by a virus in 2017. We're waiting for this mass murderer, a known killer, to attack us again.
Pretty much.
That's why he needs to, you know, his house needs inspected. His laboratory needs inspected. Let them find another bio.
Oh, we got total probable cause to give this guy a proctology exam.
I'm just saying, this is the evidence that's needed to prosecute him now.
And that's why he officially took himself out of the picture, to buy himself another level of insulation from being investigated and from having exactly what you just described happen to him.
And again, just like great point, Tim, thank you. Just like a pyromaniac, great to have that be our last caller, great point. A pyromaniac can't help but burn down buildings, same thing with this guy. He can't help but release viruses.
Well, that's what he's been doing for how many decades?
45 years.
Exactly. Well,
all right, great job, crew. Chris Sky takes over for 45 minutes. Then the mighty Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central. Tune in. Spread the links to the War Room. You're going to be back on the American Journal tomorrow. When are you on the War Room?
Sometime today. They didn't give me.
Oh, beautiful. So you're going to be on with the War Room today. All right, thank you to the crew. Thank you to Stephen Crowder. Yesterday was amazing. JonesCrowder.com. We got a free month over there with a new show going to be launching. This is big stuff going on. You back us, we'll explode and defeat the globalists. You don't, we're all screwed. I think it's that simple. I want to commend you all for the great job you do. That means everybody, from the listeners to the crew to our guests to everybody else, of course, all glory to God. Chris Sky gets in this chair. Coming back in 4 minutes. Get ready. And as I told you, who's coming up at 3 p.m.? Owen Schroyer. All right. InfoWars.com is the coordinates of liberty.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Back on InfoWars. You are with your host, Chris Sky. And first of all, I would just like to thank Alex and the crew for giving me this opportunity. And while I'm here, and while I have you all to myself, I want you guys to listen up. I want you guys to listen closely. Why am I here? And not just on InfoWars. Why am I here in the United States? Why am I talking to you in the first place? Well, we did not finish our job. We fought back, we fought hard, we pushed back the COVID restrictions, but we did not stop the globalist agenda. All the same things that they want to institute with COVID, getting rid of personal responsibilities and individual freedoms, making us dependent on government, controlling our finances, controlling our mobility, control, 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 is all still very much on the table. And we did not complete phase three of United Noncompliance. Nobody's been thrown in jail. Nobody's been held accountable. People like Trudeau just shuffled their cabinet. People like Fauci just retired and they moved off into the shadows. People like Joe Biden are still in power. Nothing's happened to the medical establishment. Nothing's happened to Big Pharma. Nothing's happened to the media. All the people that have lied to you, all the people that have impoverished you, all the people that have taken advantage of you are still there and still talking. And now they're getting ready for another round of recession, another round of a so-called global climate crisis, and of course, another round of some type of pandemic. COVID was the test run. They had to see how every individual country would respond. So now they can tweak their global response for every individual nation to get the maximum level of compliance. And it is more imperative than ever that we stand up, not only as a nation, not only as a continent, but as a global voice with one idea. And that idea is freedom for all. And that is why I am embarking on what I called a tour to change the world. A few weeks ago, I was on an international show that had representatives from the United States, from Canada, from Australia, and New Zealand. And we started off talking about voter fraud. And we all seemed to notice that the very same methods of voter fraud were employed no matter what part of the world they were in, just like the COVID restrictions, just like the global climate restrictions. So this was a global problem, and it needs a global solution. We need a global voice. And I said at the time, if I can get myself into the United States, the bastion of freedom, the largest standing army in the world, the people that care more about freedom and have a document called the Constitution that absolutely enshrines freedom into their daily lives, this would be the perfect place to start. And this would be the only country that I knew I would have trouble getting into. And after being arrested 27 times in the last 3 years, after facing over 70 criminal charges, I knew that no matter which way I tried to come into the United States, it wasn't going to be easy. And I knew it was going to be not a fun time. But I knew it was something I had to do. I knew it was the right thing. And I knew if I could successfully get into the United States, it would be a sign that I was on the right path and I had to do what I had to do. So I came up from Mexico. I took a bus. I got to the border. And sure enough, I got stopped. We set off an alarm. I got questioned. I got detained so long that shift change happened. Got questioned again. Got put in a cell. Passed out for I don't even know how long. Then I had to do an interview while locked up to a chair. And I was completely at the discretion of the U.S. border control guards. If I was going to have entry into this country, and if my purpose would be able to continue, and if my tour to change the world would officially be able to actually happen. And after 7 hours of being detained and 7 hours of not knowing what was going to happen, these brave men and women showed that they value your Constitution. They valued the rights and freedoms of a non-American citizen, and they granted me entry into the United States. And when I walked across that border into Texas, literally walked, because my bus had long left me, I had never felt more proud, and I am not even an American citizen. So if I were you and I lived in the United States, every single morning I wake up, I would be thanking God that we have something called the Constitution. And I would be thanking God that your law enforcement officers truly believe in it, truly believe in freedom, and truly believe in your country. Because after spending 3 years in a COVID-ravaged Canada, I saw the complete opposite. I saw compliance with the government tyranny even in our law enforcement. And I did not see that kind of attitude that I saw here. And it let me know that I have come to the right place. The United States is the perfect place for me to start this world tour. And the idea is we need everybody to start thinking the same. We need everybody to understand that they have power. And we need everybody to be able to react in the same matter at the same time. When we can speak out in one voice, when we can just say no on a global scale, there is nothing these people can do except retreat into the darkness and give us our lives and give us our independence back. And I'm starting over here in Texas. Basically, to my mind, this is probably the perfect place to start. And I'm going to be heading over from here through Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, on my way to Miami, then Vero Beach, then coming back through Texas to New Mexico, to Colorado, and that's only in the next 2 weeks. We still have a couple more weeks after that. And after I am finished in the United States, I am planning on going to Europe, UK, Ireland, Netherlands, and finally I'm going to be heading off to Australia. Because I said if I had to be, I would be the link that connects the Commonwealth around the world. I would be the one to bring a message that everybody can speak on together that is going to get them the result they want. And that result is going to be freedom and prosperity for all. An idea is more powerful than any man. An idea is more powerful than any law. An idea is more powerful than any tyrannical government. An idea that takes root and takes hold on a global scale in unison can defeat any tyranny they try. And make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, they are still trying. The climate change agenda is even more nefarious and even more dangerous than the COVID agenda. And let me explain. The COVID agenda worked because it played on your heartstrings. It made you feel like if you didn't go along, you're going to kill grandma, you're going to kill baby. And they told you it was only temporary. Climate crises last generations. They are literally trying to transform your way of life, not just for a few years, not just temporarily, but for you and your children's 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 children. They are setting up a technocratic control grid that is literally foolproof because they know their kids are like Hunter Biden, crackheads that couldn't run up McDonald's. So how would they enslave a global population with tyranny? Simple. They set up a thing that does it for them. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. I don't know if they want me to take any calls, but I'd love to take some calls and talk to some people. And we can talk more about what I plan to accomplish on this tour and what they plan on doing against you and your family in the coming months and how you can prevent it from harming you. Thank you, guys. Be back.
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full-spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more because that's who we're getting it from. Made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, now even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Everybody, we're back on InfoWars. I'm your host, Chris Sky, and we're going to take some callers. So if you want to call in, the number is 877-789-2539. Give me your calls now, and we'll take some calls. We'll take some questions, because I just talked a lot, and I know people are going to have a lot of questions for me after that rant. So, but we have an interesting time. We're in the middle of August right now. So you're going to start seeing predictive programming come out in all the different types of media. And you're going to see they're going to start trying to push COVID measures. You're going to see they're going to start carrying on with the so-called climate catastrophes. And every single thing is going to have one thing in common. It's going to try to scare you, and it's going to try to prep you for more restrictions and more giving up of your rights and freedoms, because that's what this game is all about. It is not about health and safety. This is about control. This is about governments trying to limit how well you're allowed to live your life and limit what you're going to be allowed to pass on to your children and ultimately limit the potential of generations of your family's well-being. And we have a Sherry in Wisconsin on the phone. So let's
Dr. and I were talking about this because we keep encountering this argument when we talk to people about, and it's awesome because of the way you're like more patriotic as a Canadian to America. And it's kind of weird. So what I want to point out is I think we have forgotten that we are a government of the people, by the people. When we send a representative out to speak for us, we need to stay in touch with that representative. And we're not. It's weird.
Well, it's because of complacency. And I'll address the first part of your question is it's not weird that I'm more accepting of the patriotism of Americans and I'm more excited about it because you guys are used to it. When you have something your whole life, you take it for granted. I live up in Canada where our Charter of Rights might as well be toilet paper compared to the Constitution. And when it was put to the test, both documents were put to the test like never before in our lifetimes as they were in COVID. I saw that our Charter of Rights was literally paper. And over here, the Constitution was holding up in court. The Constitution was holding up in the school system. The Constitution was holding up for unions. And people need to understand how important that document is at limiting the powers of government. People have become so complacent over the years, just like you stated, that they elect these people without even knowing anything about them. And once they're elected, they literally just let them have complete control of the ship without even asking questions, without any accountability. And at the same time, they acknowledge that their choices are almost always the supposed lesser of evils. So they're actively empowering what they know to be evil and then acting surprised that evil does evil things after you've enabled them and then given them the keys to the kingdom without any accountability. And of course, from living in any other country and looking in on America during COVID and seeing how we had no rights and freedoms and seeing how your rights and freedoms stayed strong, that's how much I can appreciate Americans' freedoms. But at the same time, I can also see why Americans sat back and didn't see COVID as a real threat because their Constitution was still protecting them. In Canada, we didn't have the protection of the Constitution, so we had no choice but to literally stand up physically for ourselves. And it made it a lot more difficult, but it made us a lot more passionate about it. And I believe that's why our trucker convoy was able to get almost 10% of the entire population into the capital city that day.
Just made my point. And my sister and I were saying, I hear so many people, oh, what can I do? I work all the time. I make it to the ballot box. Oh, my gosh, this starts at the local level. Most people in federal government started at the local level. And we do not stay in touch with them and tell them what we think and what we want. And how can they speak for us if we never interact with them? How do they know what we think? And I told my sister, I said, here's what we're forgetting. Corruption happens, money, a lot of it is through money. You got a representative out there. He's not hearing from his constituents. We're not talking. We're not getting out there on the local level. And then somebody comes up with some money. Oh, here, dude, you know, I really would like this to get passed because this helps my business or me. And how, I don't know how tempting it would be to have tons of money thrown at you just to do a little favor. I don't know how to handle a temptation like that. I've never been encountered by it. We don't know what they may be coming up against, but if we are not talking to them because we, the people, are the government, how can they do their job effectively?
I agree 100%. And like you said, it all has to happen at the local level because it's not like you're going to be able to pull the levers of the federal government, but you can on individual counties and individual towns and even smaller cities quite easily if people are organized and people are loud and people are perseverant.
You got to fight harder. We may all have jobs. We may have lives. We may be busy. We may even be overwhelmed. But we have got to look at this seriously, and we have got to figure out how to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and get back to the government that our founding fathers put together.
I agree. And once you hold them accountable here, you can provide an example for the rest of the world. And that's one of the reasons, probably the main reason, why I started the world tour to change the world in the land of the free, the United States. Thank you so much. Kyle in Texas.
Hey, Chris Sky. Welcome to Texas. I'm calling from West Texas. Been following you. I was going to request if you would stop in Lubbock on your way out to New Mexico. It's probably our only big city in West Texas, and we got a lot of patriots out here. The reason people live in West Texas is because it's considered no man's land, which means it's not easy to live out here. So all the people out here has a small town vibe, but it's pretty big town, and everyone's pretty tough-minded out here. So you can make it out here and rally the troops. We can get together and work on that. Well, I know we need a big push.
Well, thanks for reminding me, because I wanted to give everybody a point of contact for me. That's why I'm doing shows like this, because I had all this not planned, because I was not sure that I was even going to be able to get into the country. So within hours, I was already booked in multiple states. And I did that because I give out my personal number, and that's how I connect with people. They know they can contact me directly, and I'm going to give it out right now. And there it is, actually. It's 416-400-9994. I'm always looking for people to contact me in different states. If they want me on a show, if they want to do a meet and greet, if they just want to do a private thing, we're looking for sponsors, we're looking for support in any way possible. And for anybody who sees this that has a show in the States and wants me on it, where's Joe Rogan? Where's Tucker Carlson? Where's Del Bigtree? Where's even Andrew Tate? Why isn't he helping? If I had the money of Andrew Tate, this problem would already have been solved. So I got to call out these big-name people, because they have the platform, they have the resources, they have the connections, that if we did work together and we did proliferate these ideas on those platforms, we could reach every continent of the globe literally overnight, and we can spark a global revolution of thought in the vast majority of people. We've reached millions of people. We need to reach billions of people. And when billions of people are thinking like us, when billions of people have the courage to stand up for what they know is right, and when billions of people have the foresight to see what will happen if they don't, and they have the foresight to see what will happen if they do, I am quite confident that we will see a joining of the minds and resources all around the world like something we've never witnessed before. Or I wouldn't be wasting my time doing what I'm doing right now.
Am I still on?
Thanks, Kyle. Send me a text and see if I can get down there. We'll go to Steve in Florida.
Hey, Chris, it's really a pleasure to talk to you.
And we only got 45 seconds for the commercial, so please make it quick. And I'll address it when we come back.
All right. My main point is that you did a lot of good predictions. And the more I analyze it, the more I research it, I'm kind of seeing the CBDC push. I think, in my opinion, is going to happen after like a climate emergency or climate crisis through via executive order is going to be declared. What's your take on that?
Well, I'm going to talk about that as soon as we come back, because I think that's probably the CBDC is probably their final nail in the coffin. I think it's the linchpin for the global tyranny, and I'm going to tell you exactly why when we come back, and I'm going to tell you exactly why we need to stop it on a national level and an international level. So stick with me, and we'll be back in a couple minutes. Thank you, everybody.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is the last segment on the Alex Jones Show, and right before we got off, we were with Steven in Florida, and he was asking me about central bank digital currency and what I believe that to be. I think that is the linchpin of the globalist plan. I believe they won't need any more pandemics after that. They won't need any more climate change edicts after that. If they can get everybody onto a digital ID and a digital currency, they have 100% control over every man, woman, and child on this planet. And once they have that control, once they can choose when and where and what you can spend your money on, they're going to use the most sinister thing they've thought of yet. And they're literally drooling at the idea to be able to implement this upon you. And this will be the nail in the coffin for society, for generations to come, until society rises up in a violent revolution to dispel these people from power, if they allow this to happen. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the ability to make your, and I use that term lightly, your money expire. They want you on a digital currency that they not only can control where and when you can spend your money, they want to put an expiry date on your money. So if you do not spend your money by that certain time, they will recuperate it under the auspice that you are hoarding more than you need. All part of the climate change agenda, of course. Now, this obviously is not a good thing. But if you look at it in a deeper way and analyze what it truly means, it is the most horrifying aspect and the final nail in the coffin of every one of their COVID and climate change agendas wrapped up into one. Because if your money expires, no matter how smart you are, no matter how much you work, no matter how successful your business, no matter how many different businesses you own, no matter what you do, they will have complete control over your social status. You will not be able to improve your financial situation. You will not be able to pass on anything of worth to your family. They have now locked you in a state of perpetual servitude where they are the rulers, you are the slaves, and they don't even have to manage you. It's all managed for them. It all happens automatically. It all happens digitally. They can be chilling on their yachts every single day while you're stuck in your 15-minute city, 250-square-foot condo, going downstairs to work, going upstairs for your coffee, going upstairs for your gym, going to the grocery store, and spending 90% of your so-called life inside the same building so you can control your so-called carbon footprint and do your part to eliminate the carbon, which in reality is eliminating life on planet Earth. They want to eliminate life. They want to eliminate where you can go, what you can do, what you can eat, the experiences you and your family and children would have otherwise had. Let's go to another call. We're going to go to Tom in Canada, my home country.
Hey, Chris. Tom in Toronto.
How are you, buddy?
Very proud you're representing us down there.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask about the accountability piece because, you know, at the City of Toronto, when we look at, like, you know, the vaccine mandate and all the harms that were caused, we had, you know, the mayor's now gone. Mayor Tory's gone. Chris Murray, the city manager, he left. Tracy Cook, the deputy city manager, left. They all left. Like, all these rats jumping off the ship. Like, how do we get that accountability? Because I am so angry about what they put us through, and I don't think people south of the border can appreciate what we went through in Canada. And I just would like to get your thoughts, I guess, on how do we get some accountability from the Trudeaus of the world, because they seem to rig the game so that they never have to face the music.
Well, that is the trillion-dollar question, and that is what we've still been trying to figure out over the last 3 years, because we've been taking action, which was phase two, in every way possible. We've been speaking out. We've been doing lawsuits. We made movies. We did songs. We did rallies. We did everything you could possibly think of to expose these people and to wake people up. And now it got to the point, like you said, that they're feeling the heat, so they're actually resigning. They're jumping ship. Trudeau had to literally fire about 80% of his cabinet. But what did he do? He just gave them all new jobs. So it's like they're just shuffling the deck, shuffling the chairs, giving people a clean slate so they can commit more crimes against humanity. And I believe the only thing that's going to be able to stop them is what I'm doing now, trying to travel around the world, specifically to the Commonwealth countries right now, and trying to unite us with a global voice that freedom is essential, that government needs to be limited in size and scope, and that mandates have no place in any free society. And when we can get, like I said, when we get billions of people thinking like us, acting like us, and having the courage to stand up for themselves, we will change the world. And that is why this is called the Change the World Tour, because that's exactly what I intend on doing.
Well, I hope to see you when you come back to the GTA.
Thank you. I'll be back soon enough, but I have a lot of work to do first. Let's go to Black Rant in South Carolina.
Hello, Mr. Sky. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. I couldn't be any better. I'm so happy to be in the United States. I'm not going to lie.
I'm happy that you're here as well. That was quite a story. I wanted to illuminate something that I think might be slipping through the cracks for a lot of conservatives right now. And I understand we have, you know, big fish to fry, CBDCs, next pandemic, all that stuff. But I feel like the main thing that will be the number one mask for those things, implementing CBDCs, is going to be the coming racial divide, the race riots that are going to happen. Next year is our presidential election year, so we know it's going to be insane. I want to highlight something for everybody that's just gone viral over the past few days. If you want to Google Alabama Riverboat Brawl.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. The Alabama Riverboat Brawl, when I looked at it, nothing about it seemed racially motivated at all. But all the memes, all the commentary, all the videos, pictures, all the comments in every comment section, it seems to have developed a narrative that this was somehow vengeance for black people for all the ills that every white person has ever done ever throughout all of history, when in reality it's just a couple of drunk idiots that that decided to get into a conflict with somebody and then everybody jumped in. If you look at all the different angles of the video, you see black and white people standing on the side together watching the brawl. But I use this as a point of reference to show that if this is something that can be done, some simple incident between a few people acting ridiculously, and then the narrative that is drawn from that is somehow racial, where people feel like, well, if we can just come together and act as a gang, we'll have success. That, to me, seems like the biggest narrative that will be brought out next year, which is also another way to probably bring out Michelle Obama, whatever, what have you. But I feel like we were going to have some extreme race riots in the Western world, primarily in America, along with, food shortages and the economy kind of taking a hit. It's not going to be hard to trigger these things in the coming year. Your thoughts?
My thoughts are you're 100% right, because with everything they're trying to do to us, their number one weapon is fear, and their number one weapon to stop us from fighting back, besides is fearing, making us so scared that we're paralyzed to move, is division. And in the United States, they love racial division. In Canada, it's kind of hard for them to do the racial division. It doesn't really work very well. But they divide us with religion. They divide us with social status. They divide us with who's essential and non-essential. Who's wearing a mask? Who's not wearing a mask? Who's jabbed? Who's not jabbed? Every single point of division they can create, they will use, because it divides your army smaller and smaller and smaller. It divides your voice. It divides your power. It nullifies you. And that's the most important message I want to leave here with in the past minute and 30 seconds. They are going to try to do everything they can to put you in a negative state of mind. Because even if I'm around in every country around the world, if I go nonstop and went to all 197 countries, whatever it is, and we woke up every single person on planet Earth, the moment you're feeling despair, hopelessness, hate, or any other negative emotion, you are now nullified as a freedom fighter. You're not going to act in your best interest or the best interest of the country, and you're going to be unable to connect with other positive people that are acting. So these points of division, these stupid narratives based on these memes, they are all designed to try to turn people against each other and ultimately to put people in a negative state of mind, because then it takes you out of the equation. You become completely irrelevant in the fight for humanity's freedom unless you truly believe in freedom and you truly want to do the right thing. I believe the only reason I've made it this far and the only reason I even got into the United States is because those brave men and women looked at me and they could see that my intentions were genuine. And I'm here because I believe with 100% conviction that I am doing the right thing, not only for myself and my family, but for the rest of humanity. And if you can go to sleep at night and wake up with that feeling that you know you're doing the right thing, well, you are. And you just have to keep doing that every single day. And when we wake up the world and when we teach them how to fight back, there's only one inevitable result. We win, they lose. God bless you. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.